Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks. Liquid Shane 1973. That's my code name. But Shane Lakita speaking to you guys with Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973 podcast today. Welcome. And welcome to Saturday, July 14th, 2018. You know, I can't believe that we're already halfway through the summer already. And we're just trying to work it and trying to be able to grind it out and be able to put one step in front of the other and be able to be successful in everything that we're doing. I know that today is something that I tagged this morning in the written Coffee Talk portion called Soul Food Saturday. And for me, the reason I call it that is because today we're starting of an adventure for the Shane Lakita household. My wife Crystal, my son Gavin, we are hopping in a vehicle with a pop-up camper and we're traveling all the way up to Prince Edward Island, Canada to go up there to celebrate and be able to just spend some time together, get some good quality off-the-grid time, be able to just enjoy ourselves and those kind of things. So that's our plan, and it's quite reflective because I don't think necessarily I talked about it this morning on the Coffee Talk where I wrote it on the No Finish Line Nation, which is our closed Facebook group, and on Connect and on Instagram, where I discussed the fact that back in the day when I was 365 big old pounds, I couldn't do that kind of stuff. Or I should say I wouldn't do that kind of stuff. You know, my knees were always hurting. I was always out of shape. I was always winded whenever we would try to go do stuff. I couldn't fit in things. I couldn't do things. And, you know, with the pop-up camper, I would have things like anxiety around, will the bed hold me up on the side of the pop-up camper? So should I sleep on the couch area of where the pop-up camper is? Or should I just avoid any kind of situation where it's going to show that fat guy in little coat will be evident and showing? So for me, when I was at 365 pounds, it was a mental thing for me to be able to say that I couldn't do a lot of the things that I wanted to do. Now, 80 pounds later or 85 pounds later, here I am working hard, driving it, being able to focus on the things that I need to focus on. And for me, it's interesting because I can do the things that I once said that I couldn't do. Even though mentally, it's interesting because mentally I think to myself, I don't know if I can actually do that, or I get in my own head. Here I am in the 280 pound range and I still doubt myself of the things that I can do. I know that we're going to Prince Edward Island, so my wife grew up in Canada, so this is kind of a flashback for her where she used to go with her family up to those parts and be able to ride bikes around and go sightseeing and things like that, some of the beautiful countryside up there and some of the coast that you'll be able to see when you're up in Prince Edward Island. But for me, it's interesting because I still tell myself we're going to be going out hiking. Oh, maybe we'll go do some beach walking, go do some climbing, go do some different things. We're staying in a recreational area, so which is nice. It's going to be great to be able to do so. But on the same token, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, will I be able to do it? And at the end of the day, I'm in such a better shape than I was 365 pounds when I was big, the biggest of my life. And when I had high blood pressure, when my knees were capped off and I was having some issues, when I had pre-diabetic conditions going on, when my thyroid was out of control, when I had all these different issues and I ate everything that I saw in front of me, which made me feel like crap anyway when I was moving forward, although I felt it was, we're on vacation, we're doing different stuff, I can go ahead and just eat whatever I wanted to. Well, that's not the case anymore. So I have to be mindful of the things that I'm doing, but also I can achieve anything that I set my mind to. So for me, it's not just because I've lost poundage or the amount of weight that I've lost, but more so it's about the mental side of things. I believe in myself a lot more than I used to. I tell myself because I'm in a place where I feel confident or I feel like I'm able to do things that I wasn't able to do before or whatever, even though it's probably 100% mental, because I probably could have done it when I was at my heaviest, But I didn't do it because the other side of the mental side of it was telling me, nope, you can't do it. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to fall apart. You're ill, all those different things. So you flip the script on this side of it to say, okay, here I am knowing that I've lost some weight, but now I've got confidence and I've got the ability to be able to go do things with my family and go camping and go for walks and go just experience the world and life together with us. My son's 13 years old. He's going to be 18. And when he goes off and does his thing, you know, the wife and I will have that empty nest syndrome going on outside of a dog, and we're going to be at the house here. So I want to enjoy as much time as I can. Well, I couldn't do that before because I always limited myself. I always told myself I don't have the ability to be able to do it. So now I'm giving myself permission. Okay, I'm giving myself the ability or the permission to be able to say, okay, go try some new things. Go do some things you're not comfortable doing. I'm not a camper. I'm not a guy that likes to go out with sleeping bags and tents and muddy boots and what all that stuff. I've just never been that way. I would much rather sleep on a queen-size bed in a hotel room at any resort or area that we go to, so that way I can be pampered and those kind of things. But it's important to my wife, because this is the way she grew up. She loved going out there, and she loved going out to go camping or go different places to experience the world and see things and live in the rough and those kind of things. Her dad was basically like a lumberjack, okay? So he had lots of woods, and he chopped wood and worked really hard for his living, but they lived out in the sticks. So when you think about it, this is normal for her, but not for me. But for me, I wouldn't have put myself out there right now, with this being our day one of our vacation here, for me to step outside of my comfort zone to go and do that. Because I normally would have been like, nope, I'm going to go ahead and map it out that I'm going to be as comfortable as I can be. I'm going to map out the place where I can eat what I want to eat. I can do the things that I want to do. Let's go experience that side of it. And thank you very much. Bye-bye. Right? But now I'm at a place where, if it's important to my wife, and even though I have these internal reservations in my brain, still embedded based on the fact that I'm still the fat guy in my brain, I am doing these things to take chances to go out there to experience life and do the things that I need to do. So Soul Food Saturday is a lot about what kind of soul food are you eating? Are you investing in yourself, investing in your family, investing in those that you love, taking care of things around you? And are you in a place where you feel like you're good enough, you're strong enough, and you have the ability to do so? You know, a lot of people will say to me, they'll say, you know, what's changed over time? Where are you at with this journey, right? So, you know, I've had ups and downs. I've at one time lost 105 pounds, and now I'm down 85. So a swing of about 20 pounds or so, right, back and forth. But I'm on the mend now, and I think I'm starting to get my head in the right place again, you know, because it happens. We all have slips and slides along the way. But people will ask me what's changed the most, and I'll tell you, it's not the fact that my clothes fit, although that feels great. It's not the fact that I can stand on a scale and say, oh man, that's a much better weight as like when I was in high school or whatever, those kind of things. Those are all great things. But the biggest thing for me is the mental side of where I'm at. I feel like I can accomplish whatever I set my mind to. I feel like I can do whatever it is that I am afraid to do or was afraid to do, but I can do now. I feel like it feels great to me that my son, who comes up to me to give me hugs now and can reach his whole entire arms all the way around my body and have a big, big hug with me, because based on the fact that I have lost weight and I've lost inches off of my abdomen and my sides. So these are the things that matter to me, and much more important than the number on a scale or the poundage on the scale or any of those kind of things, okay? Those are seriously important things to me, because I feel like if I feel in my mind that I can accomplish whatever I set my mind to, then I literally can do anything, okay? So let me tell you a little story, okay? So here we are before, right? A long time ago, I was not a recluse, but I was very much a sheltered, like, I don't really want to be out talking to people. I was ashamed of myself. I was ashamed of the way I looked, ashamed of the way that I felt, all those things. And so I would mask it with my Massachusetts mentality of being sarcastic or a smart ass about things or those kind of things. So I would always be in that space of trying to overcome my inequities with my verbose, here I am, grandiose, I am loud, hear me roar kind of mentality. And it worked for the most part, but it wasn't my true self. It wasn't my authentic self. So throughout my whole entire journey here, here I was losing weight and I was trying to be able to work through it. And I met Jonathan Giordano on our Weight Watchers journey together when we were on that together and we were kind of fighting together and pushing through and met a community of bros that I had, I could connect with guys that were trying to lose weight and be great and do things and be good dads and good husbands and those kind of things. And it was a good connection that I was able to make. So with that, it spawned off on a side venture of No Finish Line Nation, which is a closed group. Okay, closed Facebook group that me, John, and a few other people all got together to put this thing and this venture together that we were going to be able to open up a closed group, a protected closed group, a protected community of people that are inspiring and motivating and those kind of things. So we did that. And throughout the last year, we've built up to about, I don't know, 41,000 people, members that are in this community that are fighting like hell, digging in and doing everything that they can, motivating each other, cheering each other on. It's amazing community, right? So then about, I'd say 6 months ago or so, John and I sat down and we said, hey, you know what? Let's have a gathering, a party, a get together, something that we can do for the community, for to celebrate in them, to make a party or something that's really awesome for those folks that can get together, that can make it out to Boston. Was our first one we're going to do on August 4th this year. We're going to throw a party at the Back Bay Hilton in Boston. So here we are. We're thinking to ourselves at Back Bay Hilton in Boston to do it right, to do a party the right way. It takes a lot of money, a lot of resources, sponsors, tickets, all kinds of stuff to be able to really run it the right way, the way that we envision it going. Okay. So we're not there yet, but we are all, we're right to the close to the finish line. I would have never done any of this. I would have never put myself out there to be able to think to myself, I'm going to invite people, 41,000 people all across the whole entire country, all over the place that I don't even know, basically barely on, except for on the internet and through some interactions, through some posts and some likes and clicks and things like that. But I put myself out there because I know that I have a vision of what this community can do. And I also have a vision of myself. I know I'm not that comfortable hopping onto things like this podcast, or I'm not that comfortable getting on stage to talk in front of people and those kind of things. Because like I said earlier, in my brain, in my head, I still think I'm that fat guy. I still think I'm that overweight guy that doesn't feel good about himself and those kind of things. So then I look in the mirror and I say to myself, look where you are and look how far you've come. You've gained confidence. You are learning how to navigate in this new space that you're living in. Embrace it and run with it. Keep grinding. Somebody told me yesterday in this nice little moment of clarity that I had where I might have been feeling a little bit down or a little bit, just it's such a big venture of where we're trying to throw this party for everybody. And here I am thinking, oh man, I hope it comes off without a hitch. I hope we're good to go, blah, blah, blah. We got a lot of planning, this, that, and the other. And they said, you keep grinding and you keep on working and you keep your focus on the prize. Good things are going to happen. It's all going to come together. You watch. So that kind of mentality was never in my vocabulary before, and it meant something to me. And I said, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. I just got to keep grinding, keep my nose to the grindstone, focus on the things that I know that I can be successful with, focus on the things of the vision that I have of where I want to go and how far we want to take No Finish Line Nation, how far I want to go with this podcast, how far I want to go in my weight journey, how far I want to go with my family, all those things. Keep them all in mind and keep on grinding and focus and fight and do the things that I need to do. You see, that wouldn't have been the case before. You know, when I was 365 pounds, I was depressed. I was down in the dumps. Even if people were motivating and saying, hey, Shane, you know, you're such a motivating person. Listen, you've got a great voice for radio. You've got this, that, and the other. And I would always come back with some kind of joke like, well, I got a face for radio. Ha ha ha. And I'd joke around about it. We'd have this whole, you know, little funny moment. But that's my way of deflecting compliments and deflecting people coming to me to tell me that I was still good enough to do the things that I wanted to do, but I never believed in myself. Now, isn't it sad that I've got to lose weight to be able to start to believe in myself? You know, I think that's the message that I'm trying to put out there for everybody. Because as you're in this journey, and let's say you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to get faster on your runs, or you're trying to lift weights to get bigger in your muscles, or cut tone your body and get, you know, strength and all the things that you're trying to be able to work with. Here's the thing. If you're in day one, be damn proud of being in day one. If you're in day 1,000, be damn proud of being in a day 1,000. And use that energy to be able to go for the things that you've always wanted to go for. Focus on you and make sure that if you are in that day one and you're focusing on, oh, you know what? I would have never done this before. I'm starting to get healthy. I'm starting to better myself. And even if you're a turtle and you're creeping along and you're not losing the weight that you want to, or you're not shaving off the time that you want to on your runs or whatever it is, even if you're a turtle, know that turtles are successful too. And they put one foot in front of the other and they are awesome. Okay? And that's you. So if you're a turtle, just know that you're moving forward. It's not like you're moving backwards. You may be moving at a slow pace. And it may not be right where you want it to be. But just know, use that momentum of that positive movement forward, slow or fast, whatever direction you're going in. That movement that you're pushing forward with, use it to challenge yourself to do things that you never thought you could do. Step outside of your comfort zone, or just get right back into being the person you've always wanted to be. Not even in your comfort zone. You just want to be better. You want to be a good dad? Be the best damn dad you could be. You want to be a good mom? Be the most caring, loving, nurturing mom that's out there. Feel good about yourself because you're making progression. You may not be where you want to be, but you're stepping forward. That's all that matters. Your movement going forward is all that matters in this journey. And you've got to focus on that. Because that's all I can do. The more I move forward, even if I'm frustrated, I've been on a long plateau, ups and down, like I opened with the fact that I've got a fluctuation of a bunch of weight that I'm, you know, up and down all over the place, working with it. I'm on the downward swing now, which makes me feel good. But here's the thing. I'm still so much better than what I was. My life is so much more wholesome. My life is so much better. I live fully. I embrace every moment. And I'm mindful of everything that I'm doing. And that's different than before, because all I would do is I would mask my feelings with food and junk and booze and stuff like that. So just know, if you're on this journey and you're fighting like hell each day to be able to get there, don't get frustrated. Celebrate in it and use that celebration to do the things that you want to do to be the best version of you. Okay, so that's my coffee talk. But on the back end, I talked a little bit about the party in Boston, okay? So August 4th, we're like 3 weeks away. All the planning is going into place. I want you to know that the tickets are still available. We still have some available, okay? If you are local, you're Boston, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, any of the areas, because I know right now it'd be really hard to buy a plane ticket across the country 3 weeks away, even though we do have people coming from California, from Colorado, from Michigan, from South Carolina. But if you are local, any of those states around the area, hop onto the Eventbrite site that I have on my page and on No Finish Line Nation and get yourself a ticket. You're not going to regret it. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a great time. We're going to celebrate. There's going to be tears. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be food. There's going to be all these different things that we're trying to do to be able to celebrate in 41,000 people that are all connected together with one common purpose, and that is positivity, motivation, and inspiration. I mean, that's pretty amazing if you ask me. A community of 41,000 people that all get together to be positive about things. What is that in this world? I mean, we live in a world now where everybody just throws jabs at each other and there's a divide in our country and in the world. And it's just a negative place where people are shooting people and all this other stuff that goes on, right? This is the place of 41,000 people that people come together to be a positive influence on each other, to lift each other up. That's what this party's all about. It's not just about the dancing, and it's not just about the food, and it's not just about celebration, that kind of stuff. It's about a community that we put together. Now, if you can't make it out on August 4th, and you still want to be involved, and you still want to see what's going on, I'm sure, as you know, you can log into our closed Facebook group called No Finish Line Nation, and you can request to join. And we're going to be doing things like live feeds. There's going to be photos. There's going to be videos. We're actually going to start a hashtag while we're in Boston that everybody that's there that wants to take photos of each other to, you know, whether they're celebrating in the city of Boston or whether they're having a drink with their buddy or whatever they're doing in the city, we're going to do a hashtag together and we're going to put that out to everybody to know that all you have to do is go into your social media accounts and type in that hashtag and you're going to be able to go right into to be able to see all of the great things that we're doing in Boston, okay? So if you're local, get your tickets. Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. Remember what I said earlier. If you're on this journey and you're moving forward, whether you're day one or day 1,000, use that positive momentum to do things that you didn't think you could do. And if you're nervous about going into a place where you're around people that are from the internet that you've never met before, I think everybody's in that space, but we're all just, it's worth it. It's worth the investment. It's worth the positivity and it's worth the soul food that you can eat when you go to Boston at the Back Bay Hilton for us to be able to have a great time together. Okay. If you have any questions about it, email me liquidshano1973@gmail.com. You can also check me out on Instagram at liquidshano1973. Message me there. I've got a link to actually get the tickets there also. Okay. So if you haven't gotten your tickets and you're hemming and hawing, you're thinking about it, I think you need to do it because for the positivity that goes around every day in our group, imagine in person when hugs are being thrown around, high fives are being thrown around, awards are being given, dancing and having a great time together for just a small snapshot in time in Boston, Massachusetts. It's going to be a great time. So today's Coffee Talk, like I said before, use the momentum that you're doing. Use the small momentum or large momentum that you've gotten to where you're going right now and use it to do things that you've never thought you could do and use it to be a better person and a better father, better mother, husband, daughter, son, worker, employee, anything you can do, use it to be the best version that you can be, okay? Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Shano 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.